celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Experience revival at Valor Christian College during VIP weekend, October 18th through the 20th. Come to Columbus, Ohio and immerse yourself in the campus culture at the School of the Spirit, all culminating with a special anointing service and ministry by Dr. Rod Parsley. You'll also experience powerful worship by international recording artist Isabel Davis as we welcome her to World Harvest Church. Visit theevent.vip to register for free. Spots are filling up fast. October 18th through the 20th at Valor Christian College.
And on that day, there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. You can have more power. You can have more purpose if and only if.
What if the fire of Pentecost wasn't just history, but a living promise ready to be unleashed in your life? In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. From the upper room in Acts to the historic outpouring at Azusa Street, you'll be equipped to experience Pentecostal power in unlimited measure, igniting a revival in your life and the world around you right now. It's more than a story. It's time to embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available November 5th. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
You are guilty as charged. You are at enmity. That's God's word. It means you have declared war on God and his kingdom. Well, did I consciously do that? Did someone have to teach you to lie? If God be for us, God that flung the stars into their sockets, God that Job said hung the earth on nothing and pointed his finger at it and toward the oceans and turned it upside down and said, I dare you to spill a drop. God that walks in the wild wings of the morning. God that builds his nest above the snow-capped peaks of mighty mountains. The God of Abram, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Isus Hakaboth, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord thy God that healeth all thy diseases. Jehovah Shammah, the God who is personally present with you every moment. This is going to be fun. Look at somebody next to you and shout. I didn't tell you what to shout yet. If you're uncomfortable looking at them, then that didn't come out right. If you're uncomfortable looking at them, throw your head and hands and happy heart up in the air and shout, God is for me. No, get up and shout it. Walk around and shout it. God is for me. God is for me. God is for me. Come on, I want you to take it at face value. God is for me. You don't know what I've done. God's for you. You don't know how I've sinned. God's for you. You don't know what I've been through. God's for you. You don't know that I don't have a dollar to change. God is for you. Shout it three times. He's against those against your calling. Do you know you're never criticized by somebody doing more than you? You're only criticized by people doing less than you.
He's against your critics. He's against confusion. He's against sleeplessness. He's against sorrow. He's against difficulty. He's against mountains that stand in your way. That's the reason he said, just talk to them and move them out the way. Shout, God is home. Now then, you may inquire. Oh, you can be seated. Have you ever had what one might call a fair-weathered friend? They're always there with you when you're singing a tune on a clear day at noon. But round midnight, when trouble all around is closing in, you can't find them. They're counting ceiling tiles. If God is for you, how much is he for you? Is he a fair weather friend? Is he a daylight friend? Is he a friend that abandons you in your arena of adversity? Well, let me allow him to answer his own question. How much is God for you? He spared not his own son. Here was you. Well, no, we better put Jesus here on the right hand. Here's Jesus. Over here is you. Here stands God at a strategic inflection point in eternity. What shall I do? Here stands Jesus, righteous, holy, spotless, clean. God, not humanity deified, not deity humanized, all God, all man. The express image of the Father. Alike in every essential detail and quality, one with God Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. Over here is you. I know what modern universities want to tell you, that you all that and a giant bag of chips. You're just so special. You are born with incalculable capability to go to hell. You see, this is a dividing point in modern Christianity. Yes. Modern Christianity wants to tell you that all you need to do is come to church, listen to 3 points in a poem and some funeral dirge music, and try to be a better person. The issue is that try as you may and try as you might, you can't be a better person. I know you won't like it, so just put it on a shelf and don't blame me. I'm just a piano player. These words are in red in your Bible. You are dead. I could add, without the good sense, to go lay down. As Ashton so prophetically and perfectly put it, you are walking dead men. Sentence has been passed. You are guilty as charged. You are at enmity. That's God's word. It means you have declared war on God and his kingdom. Well, did I consciously do that? Did someone have to teach you to lie? So here's you. Excuse me. A hunk of dirty, filthy, rotten, smelly flesh. Without God, you are over here. Without hope, strangers to God's covenants, aliens to the kingdom of God and of his Christ, dead and dying, hopeless and helpless. Here's the issue with the modern church. We don't tell sinners they're sinners. We tell them they're good people and God can help them be better. They're not good people. You're not a good person. I love you and God loved you. Now let me show you how much he loved you. He could choose. His only begotten son to die on an angry, mean, cruel, biting beam, to suffer, sigh, cry, and die, bleeding by which the very veins of God himself were emptied, pouring out his lifeblood. The life is in the blood. And as his blood trickled off bloody toes into pools on the earth, God chose to place upon him the iniquity of us all. And let you go free. You'll never know the stinging ache, nor the whirling sound of the cat of nine tails with its pieces of jagged metal and bone filed down to that of an eagle's claw, singing through the air and being laid across your bare back and pulling your flesh from your bones until your rib cage is exposed and your flesh hangs round your aching knees like ribbons. And all the while, trying to peer through those blood-soaked strings of matted hair falling across his swollen eyes, and that parched tongue cleaving to the roof of his mouth, he says, "I'm doing this for you." He took your place. The choice between his son, so much a part of him that they cannot be separated, all one,
there, he died. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I thirst. Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. To a penitent thief hanging beside him, today you will be with me in paradise. In his dying moment, it's not, Father, I'm in unbearable pain. No screams from the tortured Christ. No complaining. Get that, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, out of your mind. That's a lie. God never walked away from his son, or he would walk away from you. It's the most grotesque translation, mistranslation in your Bible. Here's what he is saying. Father, for this was I created, and for this have I come. God spared not his own son, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left its crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden. Has the weight of your sin ever gone so far above your head you could not lift up yourself by the weight thereof? If not, please, unto God, do not call yourself a Christian. Well, hello there, my dear precious friend. You know, there are only just a very few days remaining in the final of three major feast seasons on God's celestial calendar left in this year. And I'm speaking, of course, of the third, the grand, the glorious Feast of Tabernacles, which speaks to us of the very presence of God in our lives. Now, of three feast seasons, which is yet to be fulfilled historically, now that is profound and it is prophetic. You see, King Jesus made his advent into this earth as a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes. He lived a sinless life. And then he was mercilessly crucified and was resurrected from the dead in the spring at Passover, fulfilling the first feast season of the year historically. And then the second feast season, just 50 days later, the Feast of Pentecost, came exactly as the Lord Jesus promised. The mighty Holy Spirit descended upon all those who were awaiting his arrival. And the second feast, Pentecost, was then historically fulfilled. Well, today, the end time events of the final pages of our Bibles cause our spirits to rise up, to leap within us with great, great anticipation of the soon and imminent return of Jesus Christ. Hear me now, at the trumpet blast, at the sound of the trumpet. Now that is very, very important. I believe that that trumpet blast and the return of the Lord Jesus in the air will occur some year during this very season. Why? It's the only one that's never been historically fulfilled. It could be this year. Now, the historical account of the three kings that's repeated every Christmas. You remember the Magi, the three wise men, the three kings, provides a beautiful, stunning example. The Magi, what did they do? They brought gold, they brought frankincense, they brought myrrh. We know they brought those three things. They offered them to the young Messiah. He was no longer an infant. These were not just generous offerings, but they were worthy of a three-year trip that was involved as they made their way to deliver those gifts to the Christ child in person. For this tabernacle season, my family and I have already prayed, and we prayed with great specificity, yes, we have, regarding our commanded Feast of Tabernacles offering. And I want to invite you, all of my friends, all of my partners, to join us in this great celebration. Perhaps the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart about a $100 gift. Many save their best offering of the year for tabernacles, the only one yet to be fulfilled. Now, that's a very significant gift, $100. Right now, it has great importance. It means a lot because we began this holy season with the Feast of Trumpets. Now, watch it. Those trumpets, 100 of them, gave a blast on their mighty horns, their shofars, or horns. So as you come before King Jesus at this time and give a $100 offering, I want you to know that Bridge of Hope, our great missionary outreach around the world, will use every gift to bless, as is commanded, the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. It's going to bring life, literally, verifiably, bring life and hope to as many suffering, and please underline that word, suffering families in South Sudan, which happens to be the poorest nation in our world. Multiplied millions are at this moment battling acute hunger, severe malnutrition. But together, glory to God, you and I have it within our means to save them, but only if we act quickly, as in right now. Please, would you call now with your $100, for some $200, for others $1,000, biblically commanded Feast of Tabernacles offering. You can also give by simply clicking on rodparsley.com. And I know, I'm absolutely convinced, the Lord Jesus is going to bless your heart of compassion. And remember, no gift is too large and no gift is too small. Do your best, and on their behalf, thank you.
During Sukkot, your generous commanded feast offering will bless the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. It also opens the door to 5 supernatural blessings. Respond to God's command before this feast ends on October 23rd. Each gift is so appreciated and will be used to provide help and hope to those desperately seeking to rebuild their lives from devastating Hurricane Helene in the American South and to those suffering from severe famine in South Sudan, the poorest nation on earth. A double portion seed of $100 or more will provide emergency relief to 2 families. We'll bless you with the 50th anniversary edition of A Walk Through the Tabernacle and Dr. Parsley's exciting new book, Pentecost If. It's the insightful follow-up to the bestseller, Revival If. Be one of the first to receive a copy. Discover both the ancient secrets and timeless truths of Pentecost that will release power into your life. For an uncommon Feast of Tabernacles offering of $1,000 or more, we'll add this craftsman's quality shofar direct from the Holy Land. Overlaid in silver and gold tone, it will remind you of our Lord's soon return at the sound of the trumpet. Call now. This feast season ends very soon on October 23rd. You can also sow your very best tabernacle seed at rodparsley.com. Your commanded feast offering will help us continue our mission of reaching the world with the gospel of Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Well, this is the final commanded feast season of the entire year, and it overflows with 5 amazingly anointed blessings that I am adding my faith to yours to be manifested for you and your family. 1 simple act of obedience can open the portal of heaven to bless you, your family, in every area of your life, including God's promise of whatever your soul desires. That's promised during this feast season, whatever your soul desires. So don't hesitate. Call right now. Just click on rodparsley.com, or you can overnight your letter to the address right there on your screen. I hope you'll tell a friend about the upcoming release of my brand new major book. It's the 2nd in this trilogy. It's entitled Pentecost If, and it'll be in bookstores beginning November 5th. You're going to be blessed by chapter after chapter of ancient secrets and timeless truths that will release the mighty power of Pentecost into your life. Remember, part 2 of God is for you. Take it at face value is coming up on tomorrow's broadcast to Breakthrough. And don't forget, all the ministry available to you all day, every day, on all of my social media platforms and at rodparsley.com. I'll see you tomorrow.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.